You have your Bible, turn this morning to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16 for just a while, a moment of time this morning. The Bible says, "And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. And he said unto them, Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen, he is not here. Behold the place where they laid him. But go your way, tell his disciples and Peter, that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him, as he said unto you. And they went out quickly and fled from the sepulchre, for they trembled and were amazed. Neither said they anything to any man, for they were afraid. Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had been with him, and they as they mourned and wept. And they, when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. After that he appeared in another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country. And they went and told it unto the residue, neither believed they them. Afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak with new tongues. And they shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and set on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs of following. Amen. I want to preach a reminder this morning, if God will be our help. And you say, well, Pastor, this is a Easter Sunday message. This is an Easter Sunday passage. I want to say, praise God. I thank God for Easter Sunday. But I want to praise the Lord today that every day I can recognize my risen Savior. I can recognize the one who loved me and lived for me, died for me, and rose again victorious even over the death and the grave. Amen. And I want to preach this more for just a little while. If you'll pray for me, these old allergies is messing me up. But if you'll pray for me on a reminder, what Jesus did for you. Amen? What Jesus did for you. As we begin to look at this morning, we see verses 1 through 8 shows us that he arose. That Jesus rose from the dead after his passion, after he was crucified on the cross of Calvary, after he gave up the ghost and laid down his life for me and you, he rose again. I'm glad I'm serving a Savior today that's risen. There's a lot of gods in this world, amen, even ones that's come along that people reverence and lift up, but they died and they're laying and their bones is in a tomb somewhere today. But I'm glad to say that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that he rose from the dead, that he got up victorious over this old world in the flesh. And everything that we see, praise God, today, everything that's around us today, he rose victorious over that. And I'm glad we can say that today because he did, praise God, we can also. We have an ever-present help in the Lord. So we see that he rose again. We see something here. We notice something here. When these ladies come, when these folks come to the tomb early that morning, the first day of the week, they had forgotten the promise of the resurrection.
I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we forget the promise of the resurrection. Oh, we'll realize and recognize it on Easter Sunday. But as the year goes on, praise God, we'll forgot that Jesus got up for you. And Jesus arose on resurrection morning, praise God, just like He promised that He would. If you go back a few chapters to Mark chapter 9, we see the Lord told them what would take place. Mark chapter 9 and verse 30. And the Bible says, they departed thence and passed through Galilee, and He would not that any man should know it. Now I want to say Jesus took a little time with His disciples to inform them, praise God, of what was about to happen, what was going to happen, amen, before them. He said, for He taught His disciples and said unto them, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of man, of men, and they shall kill Him, and after He is killed, He shall rise the third day. Amen. Praise the Lord. But they understood not that saying and were afraid to ask Him. You know what's the matter with most folks today? Praise God. We don't understand the resurrection. We don't understand the power and the influence of the resurrection. We don't understand that Jesus Christ, our Lord, praise God, died. But we got to realize, praise God, that He rose again. He rose up victorious. He rose up with power. He rose up with authority. He rose up with might, praise God, so that we might be set free in the world that we live today, that we might be empowered by the power that rose up, praise God, on that resurrection morning. Ain't you glad for the power this morning? The power of the resurrection. And see, they had done for, and they were afraid. They didn't understand, and they were afraid to ask. I will say, praise God, this morning, if you don't understand the resurrection, you needn't be afraid to ask. Amen. Praise God, you ought to just say, hey, preacher, explain to me the resurrection. Amen. That's what I'm trying to do this morning. Explain to you that there's a God of heaven that sent His only begotten Son, amen, to live and to love and to die on the cross of Calvary. Shed His blood, praise God, that precious, precious blood of the Lamb as a sacrifice for me and you. And that He died and was buried and He rose up that third day just like He said He'd do. Ain't you glad Jesus has, praise God, done just exactly what He said He'd do? I want to say today, He's still that same promise keeper. He's still keeping His promise. He's still giving us that prophecy of promise that we need, praise God. But we see that they had forgotten about the resurrection. We needn't ever forget about the resurrection. Amen. We should always remember that Jesus died, but praise God, He got up. Amen. He's victorious this morning over death and the grave. Praise the Lord. But we see not only that they'd forgotten the resurrection, but they were sorry. They was worrying about the future. Amen? How many of you worry about the future? Amen. Be honest. We all worry about the future. Now, the Bible says it's a sin to worry. Amen? We shouldn't worry. I tell them, I'm not really worried. I've just got a Godward concern. Amen? Hey, I've got a high godly concern about things that's going on. I've got a high godly concern about things that's happening in these United States of America. When sin and wickedness is rampant all over the world, it seems like the world is out of control. But praise God, hey, I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow. And it's Jesus Christ the Lord, praise God. He is that mediator of one. And He knows just exactly where we are. I want to say this morning, none of this has taken Him by surprise. He said it'd wax worse and worse in the end. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad, praise God, I got a Savior that just gets, Brother Bill, just gets better and better. Amen. Glory be to God. But they were sorry. They were sorry. They was worried about the future. Amen. They were saying, well, who's going to roll the stone away? If we would be honest with ourselves this morning, praise God, there's a whole lot of us this morning that's worried about who's going to move that stone. There's some stone in your life this morning, praise God, that you're having difficulty with, that you're worried about this morning, that needs to be removed from your life. Amen. And we're worrying and we're fretting and we're sorrowing over that stone, praise God. But I want to say that Jesus is bigger than the stone. It don't matter what the obstacle is in your life. Praise God, we put our faith and trust in Him and we ask, amen, not holding back. Praise God, we ask the Lord to help us with that stone. Glory to God, the stone can be rolled away. Amen. Allow you to enter into the peace and the joy of the Lord, praise God, like you've never known before. But we'll come along and we'll push and we'll tug and we'll worry, praise God, over that stone trying to get it out of the way. Amen. That obstacle in our life, when there's a God of heaven, praise God, that's already promised to help us to take that stone away. Yeah. Amen. He'll give us peace and joy and happiness and contentment, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. But they were worried about that stone. They was worried about the future. And the Bible says that the first response they had was fear. Hello? The first response they had when they, praise God, was fear. The first response we should have is faith. Amen? Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith is in that blessed hope that we have. Amen? From the portals of, from earth to the portals of glory. Amen? He is our ever-present help. Amen. And when we have that, but when we come with the spirit of fear instead of a spirit of faith, you say, well, Pastor, what's the difference? What's the difference between a spirit of fear and a spirit of faith? A spirit of fear will make you, a fear will make you anxious. A spirit of fear will make you sorrowful. A spirit of fear will make you sad. But I won't say a spirit of faith, praise God, will leave you encouraged. A spirit of faith, praise God, will help you to get to the side where you can get some help. Amen? The spirit of faith will never deceive you, praise God, but a spirit of faith will bring you, praise, into that place of blessed hope, which is Christ Jesus our Lord. Looking for that glorious day of His appearing. Amen. You say, when He comes to get us, preacher? No, when He comes to help us, praise God, day by day by day, praise God. There's nothing like Him this morning. Amen. He's that present help. Amen. He's that one that takes the stone away, praise God. He's that one that gets the, that dispels the fear, praise God. He's that one that establishes our faith when we have faith in Him. Amen. You say, well, Pastor, I know what you're saying. The old devil's done putting your mind. He said, well, preacher, how do you get this faith? Praise God. By trusting what He's already done for you. By believing that the Lord loves you and He cares for you and He's there to help you. Amen. Amen. You say, well, preacher, now I'm preaching on what, remember what the Lord has done for you. What He's already accomplished for you. And He's died on Calvary for you, praise. But He's risen up, praise the Lord. He done that for you. Amen. And He done that for me. Praise God. He rose up. And He overcome all those obstacles that He was facing. He had trial, tribulation. He had a lot of stuff going on in His life too. Amen. He was despised of men. His own people despitefully used Him. But praise God, He kept pressing on. He said, not my will, but thine be done, O Father. Amen. We just have to press on, praise God, and say, not my will, but thine. We have to respond by faith and not fear. Amen. Fear will take you places you don't need to go. But I'm glad there's a God that loves us. He'll overcome our fear when we step out on faith, trusting in the Lord. What do you do when you have sicknesses and heartaches and trials in your life? I know what you do. Most of us do. We scurry around like a bunch of rats trying to get off of a sinking ship, trying to handle it all by ourselves. But we don't have the capacity. Amen. But we've got a God that does. He's already overcame it all. He says we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Man, we haven't just come through those obstacles. Praise God. He said we've come through them with a shout and a praise of glory. Amen. And he said that praise and glory goes all the way to the throne of grace. Amen. To our Heavenly Father. For all His goodness to us. So we see we come. Amen. Now these folks here, you say, well, preacher, they were fearful. And they should have had faith. I want to ask you how many times that we start, the first thing we do, we become fearful. You know something? We go through life and all of a sudden we'll have a pain or ache or something, you know, goes out of whack on us. First thing we do is go, oh goodness, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do about this? What can I do to fix this? We ought to fall on our face and say, oh God, Lord, I'm one of your little sheep. I got problems. Lord, we've got some problems. And Lord, we need some help, praise God. Lord, I just come in faith, praise God. Before this thing gets out of whack, praise God, too far. Lord, I need you to intervene in my life. Need you to do that, praise God, as the great shepherd. Amen. The chief shepherd, the master shepherd of my soul. Amen. First thing he does, he gives you peace in your mind. Amen. Because no matter what's going on. Now, we've all got bad reports, right? Didn't look good. Amen. Aching and hurting, painful. But there's a God. Amen. There's one that's overcome all these obstacles. Just to a place. Amen. There'll be healing. Amen. There'll be a touch from the throne of grace. Amen. He said, if we pray believing, you shall receive. So we pray. Say, Lord, you got a problem. I've got this ache. I've got this pain. I've got this obstacle. I've got something in my life that's given me so many problems. And Lord, I need you to manifest yourself, praise God. To reach down. Why? Because you expect Him to do something. Praise God, Lord, I'm expecting you to help me here. I can't handle this by myself. I'm not big enough. I'm not God, but Lord, you are.
Amen.
Amen. Now the God that created this whole universe, put it in a span, praise God, and keeps it spinning just perfect. Amen. Only time anything gets out of the way, praise God, is when He just flicks something off into space. Amen. It's all in the control of the hand of an Almighty God. And if He can control the whole universe, you do believe He controls the whole universe. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God that He is in control. That He's able, praise God, to control the stars and sun. It amazes me. That the sun sets up there and it glows and it burns, amen, for days and weeks and months and years with a ferocity, praise God, that can't be matched on earth, but it never burns up, amen. It burns and burns and burns, but the sun still keeps shining every day, amen. And if God can do that in the sun, what do you think He can do in one of His children, one of His sons, one of His daughters in Christ Jesus? Amen. How much more, praise God, are you precious than the Son? Well, I'm glad that we have the S-O-N. The precious Lamb of God, praise God, it loves us and just keeps shining on us. Amen. He shines and He shines and He loves us and He cares for us. Day after day after day. Amen. He never gets tired of caring for you. Amen. Now if I was God, I'm glad I'm not, but if I was God, I'd get aggravated with you probably down the road just a little way, probably about a day and a half, and you'd be gone. Now I'm just being honest. In this flesh I live, amen, I wouldn't put up with you very long. How do you say, well, preacher, that's no reason. Well, I know it's a fact because I wouldn't put up with me. Amen. But I'm glad God is God and He loves us, praise God, enough to rise for us. And He gave special word. He gives a special word here to Peter because of that love. Now, Peter's still sullen over his denial. He's still sullen, grieving over his sin of rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ, denying His Savior. But I'm glad that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us some things. He gives us some things, number one, to rejoice in. Amen. We are to rejoice in a risen, loving Savior, praise God, who rose from the dead, praise God, for me and you. Amen. He didn't get up just for Himself. He didn't get up just for the Father, praise God. But He got up, praise God, that me and you might rise up also. Amen. He rose up, praise God, victorious so that we can too.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. What Jesus did for us, He gave us a means and a reason to rejoice in the Lord. Praise God. He gave us something to talk about. Amen. We was talking yesterday, some brothers and sisters of Christ. We was talking about getting together with the brothers and sisters of Christ and how wonderful it was to be able to have something to talk about. Amen. We may not have the same likes and dislikes, but praise God, if we're a brother and sister in Christ, amen, we can rejoice and talk about our risen Savior.
Amen.
We can brag and talk about and discuss the Lord Jesus Christ and the love He has for what He's done for us. The help that He's given us, encouragement He has to pass out in a liberal fashion. Amen. So we've got something to talk about. Amen. Too bad the liberal media can't get a hold of Jesus. I mean, they're just talking circle, Mafusian, just keep talking in circles. Praise God. And they don't ever say nothing worth a hear. But wouldn't it be good if they got a hold of Lord Jesus Christ and wait a minute! Hold the presses. Let me tell you about something that's worth talking about.
Amen.
Let me tell you about a living, risen Savior, praise God, who died for the sins of the world. How you talk about won't know how to fix this? Let me tell you how to fix it.
Amen.
Could you see a bunch of our senators and governors, praise God, getting a hold of each other, say, come on, let's go in here to the house, praise God. We're going to go in here and pray and seek His face.
Amen.
You talking about turning things around. Glory be to God. We'd have something. They'd have something to talk about. Praise God. They'd have something to look forward to. Something that would help them, praise God, to go ahead. Because the Bible says, verse 7, that He goes before you. Amen. That He goes before you, praise God. If He goes before you, He said He goes before you down into Galilee, praise God. And if He's going before you, praise God, we've got something to follow after.
Amen.
Amen. They say, what are you doing, Pastor Jess? I'm following Jesus, praise God. I've talked to several folks in the last few weeks, praise God, and they said, you know, their health ain't good. It seems like they're discouraged. They're down. Praise God, don't have a whole lot of miles left. But you know what they've told me? I said, Pastor Jeff, what we're doing is we're waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
What are they saying? Say, we're following after, praise God, expecting, Lord God, till He comes.
Amen.
He may come scoop us out of here any day. Take us to be with Him, praise God. Amen. We don't ever know. You're not promised tomorrow. You say, well, preacher, I'm a young person. That doesn't matter.
Amen.
Young people are going out of here every day. Young and old alike. But praise God, I'm glad we've got something we can brag on somebody we can follow after. It's Christ Jesus the Lord. Why? Because He arose.
Amen.
But not only did he arise for us, He arose for us, but praise God, the Bible says in verses 9 through 18 that He appeared. The Bible lists as the appearances after the resurrection.
Amen.
The appearances of Lord Jesus Christ after He got up. And the Bible teaches here that there was many witnesses of the Lord, praise God, after His resurrection. Now I'm just laying this out here today so that you can see it, so that you won't have no doubt.
Amen.
You won't have no doubt about what happened, and you won't have no doubt about who got up.
Amen.
Because the resurrection took place, amen, and praise God, He arose, He got up, praise God, victorious. Praise the Lord. He says He allows us to be a witness unto Him. In Acts chapter 1, verse 22. In Acts chapter 1, verse 22, the Bible says this, "See, beginning from the baptism of John, unto that same day that He was taken up from us, ascension that we just talked about, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of His resurrection." He said, we need people, praise God, ordained to talk about the resurrection, to talk about Jesus getting up, praise God, that He arose, glory be to God, victorious.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You say, how do you know? Because many, many witnesses saw Him.
Amen.
It's the same thing, Lord, today. Praise God. We ought to rise up in victory with the Lord Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
Amen. As He appeared, we ought to proclaim it to everyone we see that Jesus rose and He appeared and folks saw Him. He's alive and well, praise God. You say, how do you know that? Because He's alive and well in my soul. He's a-running right nice even this morning.
Amen. Amen.
He's real in my life. I love Him. I thank Him for what He did for me. Bless His holy and righteous name.
Praise God.
We should be doing that today. Philippians 3 and 10 said that we should know Him and the power of His resurrection. You know how we overcome these obstacles, those old stones that need to be rolled? Praise God. But we recognize the power of His resurrection.
Amen.
The power that He had when He got up, amen, out of that tomb. Me and my wife was over there last November in Israel. And there's a sign over that tomb. We went in the garden. There down below Golgotha. And there's a tomb there in the garden. And over the tomb, over the door, he says, "He's not here, for he is risen." Amen. Praise God. He's not there. He got up, praise God. He got up victorious, amen. He resurrected. He got up. He became life. Praise God. He became newness life. He became that first fruit of the dead. Praise God. And now we're partakers with Him. That we have life and have it more abundantly. But it said that we should know Him and the power of His resurrection. Praise God. The power that God, that brought Him up and brought Him out. He has that power. He has that power to give to me and you. Amen. We should be an empowered people. You know how you get power? Through prayer. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't hesitate. It's power in prayer. Amen. That's how we get empowered, praise God. So we see that He arose. We see that He appeared. Verses 9 through 18. He appeared unto 11, praise God. He appeared to the two. He appeared, praise God. He was alive and He was well. They saw Him, glory to God. Amen. After His resurrection. Praise the Lord. If you look over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul was telling them about that. I read this all the time, but I want you to understand. He said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you," verse 1, "the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in remembrance what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received." Paul said, "I received the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. That's how we get in. That's how we get help, is receiving the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Receiving and believing, trusting and relying, adhering to the gospel. How that Christ died for our sins. Who did He die for? Our sins. Amen. Yours and mine, praise God. According to the Scripture, because God said so. Amen. He said, "And that He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scripture," because Jesus said so. Remember I heard, read in your hearing, Mark? He said, "I will rise the third day." They didn't understand. Verse 5 said, "And that He was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, He was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep." He said, "Some of them went by the way of the grave, but they saw Jesus before they went." Praise God. He said, "After that, He was seen of James, and then of all the apostles. And last of all, He was seen of me." Paul says also, "as of one born out of due time." Amen. He said that after He arose, praise God, He appeared to many, many, many people. I want to ask you a question this morning. Look up here just a second. Let me have your attention just a minute. Has Jesus Christ appeared to you? Amen. Have you seen Him? Praise God. The Bible says in the volume of the book, it is written of me. You say, "Well, Pastor, where do we see Him?" We see Him in the Scriptures. Amen. Can you see Him? Have you seen Him? Have you met Him? Amen. The one who died for you and rose again, praise God, and appeared to many, many, many people. He's still the same God today. He's still appearing to many, many, many people. Praise God. But the thing is, there's not very many that's looking for Him. Amen. He said, "You'll find Him if you'll seek Him early." But there's not many people seeking that narrow way. See, He's on that narrow path. Praise God. But He said, there's a broad way. He said, "Many there be that go in thereat." And He said, "That's a road to destruction." Amen. And there's a whole lot of our people that's going down that broad road because they've never seen Jesus. You say, "How will they see Him, preacher?" They'll see Him in me and you. They'll see Him in the Word of God. They'll see Him in me. Well, preacher, how will they see Him in me? Because the Word of God is in us. Amen?
Amen.
We got to absorb this book. We've got to love this book. We've got to take this book in so it becomes part of who we are. Amen.
so that folks can see Christ in us. The Bible says, 1 Colossians, that Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. That He'll appear to them also. Praise God, and overshadow all the hardship that's in this world. So not only had He arose and He appeared, but the Bible says also, verse 19, 20, that He ascended. Amen. That the Lord Jesus Christ ascended up into glory. So the Bible says in Acts chapter 1, says, as they watched, He was taken up, praise God. He ascended up in glory. Now listen, He was a servant to sit at the right hand of the Father. Praise God. Amen. A servant to sit at the right hand of the Father on high. Bless His holy name. You say, how do you get that? Because the Bible says that He humbled Himself. Amen. In full obedience to God. Look at Philippians chapter 2. And I'm just about done. Hang with me just another minute. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. The Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ. Amen. He said, we need a change of mind. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made Himself of no reputation. He wasn't trying to be seen. And praise God. And took upon Him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness, the very form of men. 100% God and 100% man. Took upon Himself flesh, just like me and you. He dealt with the flesh every day, just like me and you. He dealt with the flesh in good times and in bad times, just like me and you, yet without sin. He never done anything. You say, well, preacher, what is that? He never done anything to dishonor His Father in heaven. Praise the Lord. And being found in fashion as a man, now watch this, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Now watch this. He said that He humbled Himself. You know what we need to do? You know what's wrong with most church folk? You know what's wrong with most of us independent Baptist folk? We don't have no humility. Amen? We're all about, you know, puffing the chest out and thinking we're all that. We're just old sinners saved by grace. Trusting, putting our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But the Bible said that He humbled Himself. We need to have a humble spirit. I preached to you last Sunday about the 2 Corinthians 7:14 where He said, if My people, which are called by My name, will humble themselves. There it is again. We have to become humble before Him. To trust in Him, to rely on Him, to adhere to Him, to love Him, praise God, to reciprocate that love that He has for us. Because He loves us so much. Amen. More than you can imagine He loves you. You're here this morning, you're struggling, praise God. He said if we just humble ourselves, if we could just come humbly, get rid of pride, amen, all those heady and high-minded things, just say, Lord, you know what? I realize this morning that I'm just an old sinner. In need of a Savior. And Lord, as that old sinner, I'm in need of Your ever-present help every day. I've told you many, many times, I get up every morning and I say, Lord, I'm doing well. I'm running good. I'm doing almost perfect. Ain't had no bad thoughts. Ain't done no good deeds. Ain't said nothing harsh to nobody. But in a minute, I'm going to throw these feet out of the bed and I'm going to come out of here and I need Your help. In every essence, every phase of my life, to be pleasing to my Savior. He said He humbled Himself. That's humility. That's coming humbly, praise God. That's realizing that we can't, but He can. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's it being empowered. Praise God. He said, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You know, He could have called 10,000 legions of angels, Brother David. Went out of here, praise God, they couldn't have laid another hand on Him. But He didn't do that. He became humble even unto death. The death of Christ. What for me and you? And He said, wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him and given Him a name which is above every name. That the name of Jesus every knee shall bow or should bow of things in heaven. Did you notice He says every knee should bow? It didn't say shall. It said should. Amen?
Because we know in this world that we live, every knee will not bow. Knee will not humble or come humbly before God. But they should. We should. We should be able to humble ourselves and come before God and say, oh God, please, I need your help, your strength, your encouragement. I need your life in me that I might live for you. Praise God. This old fellow told me in Brother Bill one time down there at the restaurant. He said, oh, I said, you're all messed up there. Said, you got to, in order to be a child of God, to be saved, said, you've got to live it. Amen. Old Brother Bill just smiled at him, said, yeah. Said, but you can't live it without the liver. Amen. You got to have Christ in you, praise God, that hope of glory, in order to live for Him. Praise God. He makes the difference. Praise the Lord. I'm glad there's something in me. Praise God, that's bigger than I am. Bless His holy name. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Why does that say that there? Because God the Father said, this is my beloved Son. He whispered from heaven. He shouted from heaven. They thought it was thunder, and He said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Amen. Praise God. It's sufficient to the Father. He humbled Himself. What's He doing now? I close with this. He's not idle. Amen. What Jesus did for you, praise God, He arose, He appeared, He ascended up to glory. And He's not idle. Now He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Now watch this, verse 19 of Mark 16. He said, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, He was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Amen. He rose up and went. He went to that place that he was exalted to because of His humility. And they went forth and preached everywhere the Lord. Now watch this. You think you ain't got no help? Just look the old devil between beak and bill and say, Lord, the Lord is my help. Amen. He said, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. He said, the Lord, praise God, He's not sitting idle in heaven, but the Lord Jesus Christ is working with us. Praise God. To help us to be prosperous, to help us to be sufficient unto ourselves, to give Him glory. Amen. I'm telling you, what did Jesus do for you? He done a whole lot more, praise God, than we want to imagine. Amen. This is a simple little message. But if you'll think about what Jesus done for you, think about those troubles, those sorrows, those stones, praise God, that you need to roll away. Those things that you need to get rid of, praise God, so that we can give God the glory. Amen. As we begin to realize that He arose and He appeared to us. Amen. We seen, I'm glad that night on Wednesday, March 1976, that Jesus appeared to me. Praise God. And praise God, I seen Him in old-fashioned altar. I met Him, praise God, and He saved me by His marvelous grace. Amen. He helped me realize I was no sinner. Hey, I knew I was no sinner. My granddaddy preached to me over at the old Grove Church many, many years ago. It's a little old 7-year-old boy. And I thought, praise God, I'm going. He said he's preaching hell and it hot, praise God, brimfire, praise God, and smoke. And I knew if I could look over the edge of my pew sitting there beside my grandma, I could look into the portals of hell. And I thought for 7 years that's where I'd go. But praise God, on that night of March 1976, Jesus tiptoed, praise God, through the Holy Spirit, through my pew, said you don't have to die and go to hell. You can be saved. Amen. Amen. And boy, my heart was burdened, but praise God, I come out of there rejoicing. I went down and fell at old-fashioned altar and said, oh God, forgive me, a sinner. Praise God, you know what He did? He forgave me, a sinner. Praise God. Amen. Forgave me. I said, Lord, please help. Count me as one of Your own. Praise God. Now, I've not always lived a perfect life. I've done a whole lot of things that I'm ashamed of. But praise God, I've never forgot that He's my Savior and my Lord.